Salam, salam, salam. Hello and welcome to the first episode of Let's Have Fun in Amharic. I am Lowell, the host of this podcast. Over here, you'll learn little bits of Amharic and have fun with it. I hope you'll enjoy the podcast. Stay tuned. In this episode, I'll be talking briefly about Ethiopia and our culture, the Amharic language in general, then we'll dive deep into the first part on learning Amharic, which is we'll be learning the Amharic alphabet. So stay tuned. So let me start by telling you some facts, some cool facts about Ethiopia. So Ethiopia is the second most populous country in Africa, next to Nigeria. Ethiopia has nine historical sites registered in UNESCO. Ethiopia's capital city, Addis Ababa, which literally means new flower, is the highest capital city in Africa, situated at 2,355 meters above sea level. Ethiopia's only country in Africa that was never formally colonized, though the Italians tried twice and failed. Ethiopia uses a different calendar system and a different time system, which I'll be discussing in detail in future episodes. So our January, which is Muskaram, is on September 11 or September 12. And our time system generally is we start to count from dawn to dusk, and then from dawn to dusk, and then from dawn again, from dawn to dusk, from dusk to dawn, and then from dawn to dusk, 1 to 12, and then 1 to 12 again. So it's a bit confusing, and a lot of my friends find this fact to be mind-blowing. Again, I'll be discussing this in detail in future episodes. So another fact is that Ethiopia is also a major coffee exporter. So we are famous for our coffee, and we do love our coffee so much. And we call our coffee Buna. So in Amhari, coffee means Buna. So as they say, coffee was first discovered in Ethiopia in the Kaffar region in southern Ethiopia. So a lot of people say that's true. I'm not sure about that. Anyways, Ethiopian coffee is loved. Even those who say they don't like coffee, once they taste Ethiopian coffee, they're down for it. So anyway, so this is it. So if you're interested to know more about Ethiopia, I'll be sure to share more in future episodes. Stay tuned. Now let me share a few facts about Amharic. So Amharic is a Semitic language, an official working language of Ethiopia. It is the second most spoken Semitic language next to Arabic. And also, there is no agreed way of romanizing Amharic into Latin script, which makes it confusing at times. So what this tells us is that we need to learn Amharic alphabet soon. So the sooner the better. So no need to worry about dialects. There is no significant differences between the Amharic spoken in different parts of the country. The other thing is that Amharic alphabet is in fact an alpha syllabary, which is made of consonants and vowels. So in general, there are 33 consonants and 7 vowels, which make a total of around 250 letters, which we call fidel in Amharic. The Amharic script is known as Abugida. So when we come to the Amharic grammar, the nouns and the adjectives have masculine and feminine. They have special endings. And there is no definite articles and definite articles, but we use suffixes to show definiteness. And like in Japanese and Korean, the verb comes at the end of the sentence. So the Amharic alphabet, it has seven vowels. So the vowels are the first vowel, as in again, a, as in father, as in moon, e, as in way or hey, e, as in feet, and as in you're in pain, like So this really is a vowel. So consider this as a vowel. So it's not a sign of pain, but a vowel for the time being. So not too deep, not too soft, but like when like your pain is starting, you know. Like yes, and then increases, but don't increase it like The other is the wo, 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 as in war, wo, wo, war, wo, wo. So if you practice this, I know it's hard, but if you practice this, you'll get the hang of it. So now let's come to the vowels, to the consonants. So there are 33 consonants, which are H, L, M, S, R, SH, K, represented by K, K. But don't say K, it should be voiced like K, because K has its own, you know, an alpha syllable, which we call K, 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 K. So this is different. There's the B, T, C, H. There's a H, there's the N, N, there's the Ñ. This is for Spanish, I think. They have the Niño, Niño. So Ñ, it's similar to that. There's the A. So A in this case is both So the vowels in this case will become, you know, the A, not only A, because when you say A, there is the U, there is the E. So the vowels in this case become also, they also become consonants, while they also act as vowels. So this is a bit confusing, but you get the hang of it. There is the K, there's the H, W, A, Z, Z, ZH, P, there's a P, D, G, there's the G, there's the J, there's a T, there's the P. And there is also the special, which is only unique to Amharic, the t, the ch, the p, the t. There is also the f, the f, and the p. So some of them are a little bit difficult, but you get the hang of it. And in future episodes, I'll be sure to share techniques and methods on how you can effectively pronounce this unique sounds. So now let's go into the pronouncing the fidels or the letters in the Amharic alphabet in detail. So say it with me. So I know some of the words are difficult, some of the sounds are difficult. So I'll, like I said, I'll share techniques in future episodes. For now, just say the sounds with me, because there is nothing as helpful as practice. So let's say it together. Ha, hu, hi, ha, he, h, ho, le, lu, li, la, le, lo. Ha, hu, hi, ha, he, h, ho. I didn't say the first letter. This is another ha. By the way, there you may find repetitions across the letters, because Some of the sounds we use it for different words. This makes a difference when you're writing. So in pronunciation doesn't make a difference, so don't worry about it. So don't think I'm repeating it. I'm just saying a new alphabet. So I'll tell you if I'm gonna repeat. So now I'm gonna repeat. Ha hu hi ha he ho le lu li la le lo. Ha hu hi ha he ho me mu mi ma me me mo se su si sa se se so re ru ri ra re ro. The re is different. It's not an r. It's a re. And re ru ri ra. There is some re trilling in your tongue. Things somewhat similar to Spanish, I'm not sure. So it's a re ru ri ra re re ro. Sa su si sa se se so. Sha shu shi sha she she sho. Ke ku ki ka ke ke ko. Ba bu bi ba be be bo. Te tu ti ta te te to. Cha chu chi cha. Che che cho. Le lu li la le lo. V vu vi va ve ve vo. Ke ku ki ka ke ke ko. Ne nu ni na ne no. Nye nu ni nya nye nye no. We wu vi wa we we wo. Wo, wo, the W sound. We, W. We, wu, wu, wi, wa, we, wi, wo. A, u, i, a, e, o. Here you just say the vowels together. A, u, i, a, e, o. All the seven vowels. Then the z, zu, zi, za, ze, z, zo. Z, z. The z, z. The Z sound, z, zu, zi, za, ze, z, zo. Z, z, h. Z and h, j, zhu, zhi, zha, zhe, zhe, zho. Ye, yu, yi, y sound, ye, yu, yi, ya, le, ye, yo. De, du, d sound, de, du, di, da, de, do. The J sound, j, ju, ji, ja, je, j. Jo, the J sound, the G sound, g, gu, gi, ga, gi, go. T, the t is a special sound. T, tu, ti, ta, te, t, to. As well as ch, tu, ti, cha, che, ch, cho. T, su, si, sa, si, se, so. Means TH, but it's different. There's also p u p pa p p o, not p, it's p. There's another sound for p, which will come to later on. F fu fi fa fe f fo, the f sound. There's a p sound, p pu pi pa p p po. So don't confuse p u p pa p p po and purple. P is like voiced, P is not. P is not, and P is. So know that difference. They are additional, a bit difficult. I'll share techniques in future episode, like I said. So there's the twa, 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 pa, fwa, mwa, hwa, lwa, kwa, gwa, twa, chwa, hwa, nwa. Nwa, kwa, zwa, jwa, dwa, jwa. So this brings us to the end of the 250 or so fidels or letters in the Amharic writing script, which we call Abugida. So this is it. I hope you had a good time and learned a lot. I hope you aren't overwhelmed. Take time and try to practice what you have learned 5 minutes every day until it sticks. It will seem hard, and I know it's hard, because I had a hard time learning English 12 years ago. So now my English is fairly good, so I believe your Amharic will improve as well. So in the next episode, we'll learn about greetings and greetings the Ethiopian way, with some culture tips on greetings in Ethiopia. So don't forget to tune up. So until next time, stay awesome.